Hello everyone, this is Amelia Rose and you're listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Bi-weekly, you can hear us on all the major social media platforms, and after each episode, do join other listeners as they share their comments on our Facebook page. Let's get started. Today's story is entitled, Death, Not the Greatest Loss. A few years ago, a young woman was overheard sharing her life story with a friend. She recounted for her tremendous struggles she's had in life, first stating that she continuously loses in life. She then went on to talk about losing love, then losing families and friends. And not to mention, she said, the loss of a tremendous amount of money in the fraction of the time it took her to earn it. And for her, she has nothing, absolutely nothing to show other than maybe a sad story and the fact that she's still standing. Now, after hearing her story, I decided to survey some of my friends to see what they classified as their greatest losses in life. Not surprisingly, some of their responses were similar to those of the young woman I mentioned earlier. Some talked about losing their favorite pet, and for them, that was their greatest loss. Some talked about losing courage to stand up for themselves, and for them, that was their greatest loss. Others spoke about losing one's child or one's parents, and of course, those situations classified as greatest losses for those individuals. Still, others said things like losing one's memory is the greatest loss. I just want to make sure that I don't get to lose that anytime soon. One of my pastor friends decided that for him, when one loses one's self-respect or self-confidence, that could be the greatest loss. And then I ask, why do you think so? I got to thinking, he said, that because of the words self added to those factors, self-respect, self-confidence, he thought that losing those fundamental pieces in life, it is simply impossible to put them back together again. So for him, the operative word there is losing one's self. And whatever self means, that is up to debate. Now, after hearing about all the things one can lose, I found myself going back to the story about this young woman at the beginning. She insisted about the pain of the losses she suffered. And she went on to add what those losses were due to. First, she talked about the friends she lost to tragic accidents, then suicide, then drug overdoses, and violence she described happening almost every other week. The thing that stood out in her conversation, though, that I missed was the fact that she said, but still I choose to hold on to hope, because for her, the worst loss in life has got to be losing one's hope. And for her, she believes that the loss of hope has killed more people than any pandemic could ever do. I think I agree with her. And to that, I said, Amen, sister. I said, we could lose everything and everyone dear to us. And in most cases, those losses are due to death. However, something Norman Cousins, noted American political journalist and world peace advocate, once said will remain forever in my mind. It was he who said, death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside of us while we live. Now, that is a profound statement and merits repeating. Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss in life is what dies inside of us while we live. Now, I think, just like this young woman, hope fits this description and this criteria. For me, and I'm sure for you, many people are walking around in our world today, either losing hope or have already lost hope. My friends, without hope, we lose the ability to reconstruct ourselves or find the courage to pull ourselves back from the abyss. So, in closing, I would like to suggest a few things that you could try to keep hope alive. And if my memory serves me correctly, it was Jesse Jackson who coined the term keeping hope alive. Here's the first thing. If the approach you are currently using to solve your problem isn't working, try a different one. Secondly, even if you haven't seen early results in your trying, you never know what may be happening underneath the surface. Remember, the bamboo plant spends the first 5 years just growing its roots. Now, that was amazing to learn a week ago. Now, thirdly, focus on the things you can manage and do those things. Then reach out to others and ask for help. You will be amazed to find that you are not the only person going through what you are experiencing right now. Now, finally, given the current state of affairs in these United States of America and beyond, it is easy to see why people are becoming more and more hopeless in life. But if you're listening to this episode today, I want you to remember that hope comes from within us, not outside of us. And if you find yourself in a situation where you believe you're inclined to lose hope, you can turn to the light, that divine source of power, and rediscover hope. So until next time, when you join us for another interesting story, bye for now, and thank you for listening.